An onboarding program may last for several months or longer, depending on the process. Guiding new employees through each step of the onboarding process can get them up to speed faster, ensure that appropriate goals are being assigned, help foster a sense of community and support, and increase productivity. Hiring and onboarding are two-way processes. Businesses want to attract and keep top talent, and employees want to feel like their workplace is a good fit. Since onboarding programs are partly intended to increase employee satisfaction and thus reduce turnover, ultimately saving the company money, it can be useful to simply ask new employees how they like to be managed and identify their personal goals. This, in addition to social lunches and early appraisals, can help create a more individualized process for each employee. It also helps create a sense that the company is invested in its employees and wants to work with them. Some businesses use an informal onboarding process, which means there is no set plan to be followed. If onboarding is too informal, the new hire may feel like they are being thrown blindly into a job and have to sink or swim. By contrast, formal onboarding programs follow certain procedures to provide clarity on what the employee's new role entails and a timeline for specific goals and projects. A more formal approach can help improve performance, reduce frustration, and simply create a great first impression. According to a report from the Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, there are four components that may be included in onboarding, referred to as the four C's. Compliance, providing basic legal information and training on rules and regulations. Clarification, clarifying roles and expectations for new employees. Culture, introducing new employees to organizational norms. Connection, helping new employees establish networks and relationships.